This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka, PR person,
morning.
Jeff,
Tanaka
and
Nicola.
The wonderful... Who are you, Simon?
Simon, you're just Simon now.
I've known you for a couple of years
now. You've dropped the mask.
Now, co-counselling friendship of a purpose, I had that in a dream last night because I recognise that we need to be advocates and counsel one another to help one another with problems. I noticed that Peter is pushing boundaries at school, you know what
naughty,
I mean?
Going
under the table, but... He's a good boy, they reckon, so he's a bit like me, he's a little bit of an actor,
pushing
I guess you
boundaries.
Could say. And then I asked ChatGPT about my history.
Is it GPT?
Yeah, GDP.
Something programming something.
Yeah, and actually it said that I'm known as an activist. I'm a pastor, counsellor, community worker.
Oh, so you're a noisemaker.
No, I challenge people on their ideas. So we're finding that the world is on fire. Pakistan is being flooded out. Jakarta, Indonesia has anti-government protests, elitist control, and thousands of losing their jobs. Sanctions being put on Iran for nuclear bomb production. And incidentally, next month there's a World Beyond War organization, a global movement to end all war. That's a good idea. What do you reckon, Jeff? Would you like to see the end of all
100%
war?
100% behind that one. I have been mentioning that constantly in the last 12 months on your show, Jack.
Yep, good. And pro-freedom journalists are losing their jobs. Major radio stations are being shut down by Trump. He has stopped federal funding to ideological journalists
and
controlling the needle.
And no Big Bird. He's taken away Sesame Street.
Yeah.
He's taken away the funding from the public services network, which houses Shortland Street. I was going to say Sesame Street.
So we need a quantumized constitution. I was doing an act. It was on Sunday, and the papers recorded it. Charades and Prophets. They said, mayoral candidate Jack Geelan, resplendent in his usual all-white suit and rainbow-adorned T-shirt, said he would become protector of the city. He would empower everyone to be prophet, priest, and king. So that was pretty good. And this woman came up to me later on. She said, what is a quantumized constitution? I said, it's defining sovereignty, natural law, alternative government. It's defining human rights scores. And with this quantumized constitution...
Wait a minute. We don't need a constitution because we're not a republic.
No. We need to have an entrenched one because at the moment it's all waffle. We don't know who we are. We're not defining true democracy.
Isn't the Treaty of Waitangi technically our constitution?
Yeah, but it needs to be quantified. In other words, chiefs and families thereof relates to families. So we ought to be protecting our families mothers and fathers are being separated from their children. But here's some principles. Tikanga principle, social justice principle, caring principle, manaakitanga that acknowledges the integrity of all people, professional principle, autonomy, recognise the autonomy of all groups. Now, it's wonderful because John... Wana was just saying that the government's going to take absolute control, okay, in terms of we're all going to have this false identity on our driver's license and government is going to be watching us and having an absolute say. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what do you say about what the government has ordained, that we are natural persons with rights and responsibilities at birth? The state created a fictitious entity. We are free persons on the land, John. So, John, what is the government doing then?
Yeah, all they're doing is they're putting you in little boxes.
Yeah.
How much you're worth, and they're going to turn you into crypto as a commodity for their business, their private business, and they got control of your land, your resources, your money, and your ID now.
Yeah.
And they'll strip all your rights away.
Yes.
Your language. They're already stripping the Maori language apart.
Yeah.
And they'll keep doing that.
Yeah. Okay, now the council split over $20,000 fines for people sleeping on park benches, creating a nuisance. Move on powers to police and city safe. So I spoke at the Revelia meeting on Sunday, about a candidates meeting, about Salvador Dali's beast of burden, a common man carrying an ass. And I said the right wingers have ruined the nation. We need to shift the lens, stop using failure against others. Everyone has a story, a skill, something to contribute. So by actually putting $20,000 fines on people for sleeping on park benches, it's one way to give all the authority to the police and possibly put them in prison if they misbehave. Yeah, but even the prisons are corporations.
And where's that soul been? I wonder what he's been struggling with.
Well, they should then just do what the Prime Minister said. If you can't afford to pay that fine, then you don't have to. He was talking about the mums and dads with their kids not going to school.
Yeah, well,
I think the same should work for anyone else under the law of the New Zealand government.
So I was talking about solving youth crime with safety task force, focus on safe spaces, focus on youth voice, educate youth with arts, and including my Glory Light chatbot game, which is going to be available to everyone in society.
Oh, yeah, get him. Stab him, Jack.
So for those of you who are not watching our live stream this morning, Jack has a lightsaber, a toy lightsaber.
Demons flee in Jesus' name. Get out of here.
But we need to start with an awakening amongst the youth in our society, because we've got to do something about it. I mean, they are actually...
It's full on, isn't it?
In some cases, they're creating such a nuisance that people have been killed in our society and the youth have nothing to do. So what is the council and the government doing about our youth to change them?
They're just fining them $20,000.
And I was speaking to a lady from the university, and she was saying she's going to have us talking next week, quarter past five, so the mayoral candidates will be there. And she was saying, back to the basics, card games, allowing us to engage, housing, the cost of living.
Board games, yay!
Students, what are they going to do about their financial burdens and problems? Okay, infrastructure and jobs. She was saying, for instance, that when they play, like the young people, they go down to play basketball or they play soccer or whatever, they have to pay levies to hire the court. And the court is far too high, the cost of it all. So what's council doing?
They just want to play basketball, man.
And then they're closing down the student bars.
Yeah.
In terms of, well, I'm against drinking, really, but I mean, to drink to socialise.
I mean, I don't know, because I've been a student, right?
Yeah.
How do you even have enough money to drink as a student?
Water.
Yeah, but they find jobs through, like, you know, peddling alcohol, I guess. Yeah. And they also get to engage. So if we're stopping the youth from engaging, we're stopping the youth from being creative
and developing.
We're shutting down their voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going into AI technology.
Yep. Sit behind a screen and listen to the rules of the government.
And apparently Musk has now AI developed for government control. And John Manoa has just told us they want absolute control there. What's going to happen when they bring the AI robots to be the actual politicians?
Yeah, God created humans. Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to say...
God created humans in his own image, not AI. The individual is sovereign over any government institution. We had inalienable rights from birth. We were stamped, but yeah, believe it or not, we came out free babies. Just the virtue of being human. So the primary responsibility as a government is to protect those rights, and they don't get up and fight.
Mm. So... Generation Screwed, we're going to be talking about this next Friday with the mayoral candidates. So they are basically saying that the young people and those who go through university, that they are screwed. They've got no place to go. They won't have a representation. And that's
I remember when National got in, they were closing down a lot of unis, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, that is so sad.
Yeah, that's strange because I indoctrinate them. So
yeah, that's weird. A very strange thing for a government to do.
So I will give this generation a voice. I will represent the youth.
Yeah, get that youth vote, Daddy. Come on.
Come on, old guy.
Come on.
No, and I've also said I'll go to the schools every month. Power to the people.
I'll listen to the voice
of the young ones because I will be the people's voice. That's what I really want to see happen. Okay. Now, I attended an Aglo Women's and Men's Meeting Fellowship yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You took me to that church once.
Yeah, Community Pretty Lighthouse. Cool. And they mentioned Jill Austin, the Toronto Blessing, you know, when they were...
What's the Toronto Blessing?
Well, you coo like a dove. Coo, coo, coo.
What?
Or you the lion call.
Coo like a dove.
But they were talking about the young people, that God was going to awaken them through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we seek your face. We seek your face.
If
we
by
seek
being your awakened face. Doesn't mean we can afford a house.
Yes, well, if God empowers you and changes you from the inside out.
Yes, he does.
So you become
changed
as a new creation person. That'll change the world around you. Mm-hmm. So first the natural, then the spiritual. We have to begin with a spiritual awakening. Wow. The power of the spirit.
This is what
better than drugs any day.
Yeah, get on a natural high with Jesus.
Absolutely.
I think this is also very important. And also, we are the overcomers, the Delta Force group, First Fruits Resurrection believers, because the Bible says, I saw a sea of glass mingled with fire and those who had overcome the beast and the false prophet. Mm-hmm. So we need those who are overcoming the darkness in today's society. And I did say, with the William of Orange Revolution, and John Winoa was speaking about that, he proclaimed a new constitution. He proclaimed genuine currency. He proclaimed indigenous rights to your land. This is an answer. And he also proclaimed that we're all prophets, priests and kings. You are a priest, Jenny.
Thanks.
You have a ministry in the Lord Jesus and the old church system which worships pulpits with the middleman. The middleman has gone, everybody.
Guess what I've been doing lately?
What's that?
I've been going to the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints taking my son.
Well, why not go to, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses? We need to unite with all of them, because we talk about the interfaith movement and also the inter-truth seekers at the Theosophical Societies. Relate to the Muslims.
Well, I live in like the Mormon...
Jehovah's Witnesses and find the common ground.
I live in the Mormon state of New Zealand, I think.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, Temple View, Dinsdale, used to have the largest temple in the Southern Hemisphere.
But you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you?
When in Rome, do as the Romans do, right?
We should be able to represent all people.
Paul and Silas didn't. They were registered, but they didn't flow with the... Yeah,
the culty.
Right, Jeff, you've got something there for us.
Good morning, everybody. This is the segment in Jack's show where I do food for thought from the fringes. This is the third of the night, 25. You're listening to Free FM 89. It's 11:15 a.m. in about 30 seconds.
Right. Off
you go. Problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Kings throughout the ages have dominated over the many regions during humanity's past, most collecting ancient taxes. Kingdoms in the last three millennium had many different rulers. The true history of our Earth and how all the mountains were constructed hasn't been revealed to this age of humanity. They're not aware our ancestors built the mountains, Jack.
Yep.
You've no idea all the mountains have been mined by millions of slaves 5,000 years before Christ's alleged birth 2,000 years ago. And there's a statue of Christ underwater in Malta, and it was potentially constructed 700 years before then. So we're talking a statue of Christ 700 BC.
Yeah.
And that's an estimate. They don't know when that statue was built. They want to bring it up and bring it up above sea level. I suggest we leave it exactly where it is and just look at all the ground underneath it.
Yeah. Okay.
God's kingdom being a mystery to many, thus parables have been described by atheists as foolishness. And indeed, God was preached, they preached foolishness, thus things that are not, to bring this earth to nothing. I recommend you read 1 Corinthians 1:27. And I praise the Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, because the Bible has hidden these things from those wise and learned, and allowed me to again reveal these things already revealed. King of Kings. Many know this term used in the Bibles about Al-Masih Isa, Jesus Christ. Muslims have also read in the Quran, Isa shall be a known sign of the end times or the end of days. Surah 43:61 indicates Jesus' second coming will signal the day of judgment is near. And Surah 4:159 suggests that all people of the book will believe in Jesus before his death. He will then be a witness on the day of resurrection. The Quran has lots of verses about Jesus, and all Muslims are obligated to follow and obey him. There's confusion as to whom their cornerstone is in their teachings. Muhammad's made statements similar to the verses from the Bible. There are parables from scripture in the Quran. Also note the end times prediction in the Quran of a slave lady giving birth to her master. Some familiar with God's word will know that that master is Christ. And be ye not many masters is indicated. Next week, Jack, I'll be going law, lawlessness, lords, and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah, but you're saying that the Quran acknowledges Christ.
It does. There's more reference to Christ in the Quran than Muhammad himself.
So if we have the inter-truth seekers out there, we're able to find the common ground and bring people to Christ.
That's what I've said to people. Muslims are your neighbours.
Yeah.
Muslims believe that Christ is coming back at the end of times.
Yeah.
As
that's
well.
What I've just said. Yeah.
And even the Hindus who have that special dot, I go, Amen, Lord Jesus. So I actually bring in philosophy into Christianity. Or like, for instance, the Tai Chi that the Chinese do. I go, I worship you, Lord Jesus, praise you, Lord Jesus. You're the King of Kings. Your energy is getting into me.
I've
got to learn to laugh from time to time. It's better than
the Quran. It says that Christ will speak from the cradle, and so did Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. So we're headed for dark times, people, because apparently Trump is shutting down pro-freedom journalists. They're losing their jobs and major radio stations are being shut down. Trump has stopped federal funding to ideological journalists controlling media. Will that affect us here in New Zealand? Do they want to control the media totally so everyone has a gag?
Now,
put a gag on, people.
So we're still going to get Fox News and CNN.
You won't be able to speak out anymore.
The main fake news, CNN and Fox News, are they still going to be out there for everybody to be hypnotised by?
You see why he did that, though. Do you remember when he was president before, he always used to go on about fake news?
Yeah. But I'm worried about this Trump's quantum financial system pushing countries into a new financial grid so they'll take control of the money. And a quantumized constitution means sovereignty, natural law, alternative government, human rights scores. So this is why we do need a quantumized constitution. And we are all natural persons, have rights and responsibilities. And thank John Wanoa was talking about the false clowns And those who have the true crown, like they want to take control of all our land, they'll have all your information on your birth certificate, and you'll be this fictitious entity that's worth $1 million, and you'll be corporatized. So we're all corporate entities. When is the natural person going to stand up? When is this revolution, John, going to begin? When are the people of this nation going to wake up? Now, I've played my part in standing for the mayoralty, okay? And I'm practicing for the election next year, because ultimately I want Labor, the Greens, and also the Maori Party to rise up.
Yeah.
Come on. Define your define your policies now. Come on. Come alive, people. Please. Where's your patu?
Government mandates.
Come on.
There was two protests in town during the week here, Jack. One was against the vaccine and how the government mandated us having to have it, you know, creating a law that made people do something they should never have had to do. And then the other one was the nurses. They're actually complaining too about things in the health system are going belly up.
And they say it's all about money and power. But couldn't we have wealth tax and that would sort it all out tomorrow? Yeah, but there's that many organisations who've been shut down. But then this article, council split over $20,000 fines handed out for nuisance street people sleeping on park benches. Now, I know that they get into trouble, but wouldn't they be better off providing homes? We need to shift the lens. Stop using failure against us. Everyone has a story, a skill, something to contribute. They need to invest in housing for everyone, health and opportunities. It's a no-brainer.
I've been there. It's, you think like more or less they'd pick them up, hey, what's your story, where are you at, can we help you
out? How can we get
instead
you into 20,000 emergency bucks. Housing?
Admittedly, they're getting into trouble.
Persecuting the poor for being poor.
Yeah. Now, can you foresee a time where AI will take over control completely and it'll just be the rich and the poor and they'll just throw them straight into prison?
Yeah.
They're putting some of them for making a nuisance because they haven't got a place. I can see that happening. And then the corporates will control the prisons and all the money men at the top will all be crapped on, people. Come on.
It's already happening.
Happening around the world. We need the William of Orange Revolution, John, which is, he brought a new constitution. He brought in genuine currency, and then that clown Rothschilds took control, and I think he's got something to do with Israel, just quietly, with the one-bar pound, and he was funding both sides of the war, the French-British War. And then also William of Orange had a deal with all the indigenous peoples of the world. Now, we've got an orange representative in the beehive, but we need to get Luke with his bus and we need to start this movement around the country with all the people rising up against these.
Cape Reinga
to the bluff. I'm promoting a revolution now. I'm also stating in the mayoral forums that these right wingers, do we really want them taking over? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been talking to Sarah Thompson. I've been saying, you better get wise with the fiscal area because the rates people will be going the other way. You know?
Code of conduct. She always moan.
Unfortunately, are you a rightist? Because why does the right suck? Can you please tell that to me?
Well, the right sucks when they take your right to healing through the medical system. The right sucks when they take your homes away and you can't afford a home.
Yeah.
The right sucks when they charge 20, use this excuse through the council, they're going to charge $20,000 for sleeping on a park bench when you should have a place to stay.
I feel like the right is the MLM from hell. You know what MLM is, right?
MLM.
What is this?
Multi-level marketing. Like Avon.
Yeah.
There's a guy at the top and he's collecting all of the money and everyone else is poor.
Good little battery.
And they tell you to vote for them because they say it's good for you, right?
That's right.
That's an MLM.
MLM.
I actually said to one of the Indonesian city safe here, Jack, that patrol our streets, I said to him, are you looking forward to the day that you can give a cigarette smoker an instant fine? But he wasn't intellectually advanced enough to comprehend my English.
Yeah, well, he needs to get on a natural high with the Lord Jesus.
I just get paid, mate.
We ought to be committed to this new revolution, to being a priest, a headship believer, the ministry of Christ, The middleman has gone, everybody. I don't care what church you go to. It's about direct access to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's about hearing the voice of the Father, hearing the voice of God speaking to you and being quickened and bringing about a transformation and proclaiming Christ over everything. Why am I being attacked for elevating the status of all people, for promoting William of Orange, prophets, priests and kings, the prince and the princely community of the king priests, bringing then the Jubilee principle of freedom to slaves, counseling the debt, the land going back to the original owner. We are all overcomers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you an overcomer, Jeff?
Amen to that, Jack. And I look at my humanity as a, like a, when I looked at a paddock full of turkeys and I went gobble, 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 and off they went.
Well, you're either an eagle or a turkey. What are you?
Yeah, I'm an eagle. I'm one who flies above.
What about you, Simon? Are you an eagle? Or are you a turkey?
A bit of an eagle, but, you know, just bouncing off that. The individual is precious in the sight of God, so...
Yes.
You got to let people go through a bit of stuff. Don't like judging too much.
Now, last night I did... Yeah, but not if we're all in the dark and all being crapped on. Then you have to rise up. It's do or die.
There are anger issues. I mean... To be honest, Jack, I didn't really understand you at first, but yeah, now I'm on board.
Well, I'm out there promoting freedom, justice, liberty to all people.
I've been here for 5 years and I still don't understand.
Yeah, but you've got the revolution inside your own heart. You know that unless we get transformed and get real as a nation and all rise up and take back our authority.
I come here to do the camera, okay? Like, don't ask the camera guy. Don't shoot the messenger.
Now, from the fringes, these are our own opinions. Co-counseling friendship with a purpose. I had that in a dream last night. The ability to listen to one another, counsel one another. And also, didn't you have something on advocacy there? You want to become an advocate?
Just getting a bit more behind the scenes now. It looks like I might become a full-time advocate, helping people out, helping people who want to be helped out. It's amazing. Like, you can meet up with people on the street and they're, hey, bro, there's a way out. And they go, oh, I just wanted $2, bro. And it's like, oh, what can you do?
This is the problem with the bottom feeders. Unless you transform them, get them to take responsibility, they end up attacking you, and then they work for the right-wingers, because this is why we should have a movement where they all have to front up, and we help change them by giving them a place to stay, by teaching them life skills, budgeting, and then they become a viable citizen who can vote, who can stand up and challenge the government. Otherwise, you're doing the dirty work of the right-wingers. That's what's happening in our society.
Yeah, it's sad to say you're under Satan's rule, to be quite honest. You're causing division.
Yeah.
You're going to chill out, bro.
So we have to bring them all to Christ. And that's why I believe they're gutter black jewels. And even Christ ministered to the prostitutes, to the tax collectors, and those in the gutter of society. And Christ was killed by who? A business cartel. Let's get it right. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, basically, the Pharisees said, I found nothing wrong with this man. The scribes ordered him to die. I think that's kind of, I might have it slightly muddled, but in my thinking, next week I'll be talking about lawlessness and our police here, Jack. And remember the protest, the vaccine protest?
Don't forget, we're all sheriffs, brother. I can deputise you now.
People around the world listening to this, we had a protest against the mandate for vaccination here in New Zealand, and the protesters got their protest all burnt down, and the alleged police officer is what I'll be talking about next week, and lawlessness in our government.
Yeah, so we want to promote this Rainbow Ribbons program. You can become a buddy supporter, holistic healer.
Every week.
You can rise up and take back your power, and we need to unite all people throughout the nation. Even if you haven't voted, you need to take responsibility, and we've got to get a movement going, people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Because otherwise the right-wingers are going to take over next year, and it'll be like going to hell on a handcart. I'm telling you, it's going to be much of the same. Everything will be controlled by the top.
And we're going to hold a civil suit on the air and let everyone in the world decide if our government's liable for the damages to those persons' property.
That's right. Don't forget the William of Orange transformation of this nation. Let's begin a revolution. This is from the fringes. My name's Jack Geelan, and we are doing it at the moment.
Peace be with you, everybody.
God bless you all.
Freedom,
have
justice,
a great week.
And equality to all people.
Bye bye
for another
buddy.
Week. Bye bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.